This is the Outliers Edge podcast, where we champion the leaders who are shaping the next era of humanity by taking them to the edge of their comfort zone so that they can lead us to the edge of what's next. I'm your host, Niyama Ashong. Let's do this.
Hello, 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 hello. Me, Niyama Ashong, founder of Outliers Edge, where we champion the leaders.
Hi.
Who are you're hilarious, Daniel. This is like today we got a chance with one of those leaders who are shaping the next era of humanity. His name is Daniel Allen. Daniel, it's good to be in space with you. I'm glad that you're ready. You came ready to play, apparently. So that's fun for me. Daniel. It's so funny because in my mind, I was like, oh, he's going to say hi now. I was like, no, he already said hi. So, like, we're good.
Already here.
So Daniel, like, Daniel and I are going to play today. We know each other here. I think what I want to share real quick is I like to start off these conversations in a really intentional way. And the way I like to start it off is to let you know who you are to me in this moment, right? Daniel, I'm noticing for the first time, I'm like, oh, you have freckles on your nose. Like, I didn't notice that until literally just this moment here. Cool. That to me says, okay. Yeah. I'm like, oh, I'm seeing you more clearly than I've seen you before.
I'm in 4K HD. You see
that? Yeah. There we go. So look, beyond the physical here, like who you are to me, Daniel, is someone who's chosen to be like really serious about your journey of like intentional openness and becoming. I take you as someone like, and I experience you as someone who's like, not just intelligent, but like you've grown in your intelligence, like in like very spiritual ways as well, and very soulful ways as well. And it's interesting because when I experience you, I get that you have like a lot of like real life happening around you all the time. I know what your former career was in. We're in a place where we talk about our families and things like that. So I know like there's real life things happen all the time. And yet at the same time, you're able to find, ways to just explore yourself deeply and make it and elevate or take things to a different dimension in terms of like the everyday activities that are happening around you and like the place in which you choose to integrate it from. It isn't always an intellectual thing, you know, but it's very much like being in the spiritual like exploration and the spiritual bath with you here, and so like that's something that you bring to the table that like I just truly like, it's fun for me. I never know where it's going to go, you know? And it's cool. I think the other thing I really respect about you and cherish about you is that I feel like you also do your learning out loud, right? One of the things that challenges me the most, I have more than one thing, but it's in that like top bucket is, I choose to learn out loud. And, you know, sometimes I wonder the impact on my leadership. Sometimes I wonder how other people are perceiving me and taking me. And being in space with you to see as you talk through and like live your life out loud, live your transformation out loud. It just reminds me to just one of the few people in my world that I feel is doing that as well. And it gives me a chance to like see myself as a result, and feel like, okay, like here goes where power is, you know, and see how I want to play the game. So yeah, no, I'm legitimately thinking right now, I'm like, who else in my world is bringing that to the table? And I really can't think of anyone. So I'm just glad to be in conversation with you, excited for wherever things come from here. Thank you for being you, my friend.
My pleasure, bro. I really appreciate you. I appreciate that reflection. And I need to make a note of it because I'm going to turn it into a course.
Mm-hmm. But I love this element too, right? I love the element of like literally to the point. You're like, yep, that's going to be a course now. Like it was just something that happened in your life, but you get how anything can turn into whatever you want it to be. And not exactly. like that's a really powerful way of creating. Not everyone is willing to just be like, did you write it down? I'm joking. You have the recordings here. You can come back to it a little bit later on.
Bingo.
Yeah. But like honestly to that point, like I have both my podcast conversation, every conversation I have that I can, it's recorded, you know? And the ones that aren't like my client relationships, I have people on my team who are really amazing at listening to it and finding both the, like the learnings that were happening that were talked about, as well as some of like the meta learnings, like as in like, what does it take to be so much in who you are that like the bingo can be sung rather than just said, you know? Like we look to all those different pieces there, and it's really that component. One of the things I say is like, I can't do this work because literally I can find insights in the moment that my face comes on and we turn on the camera. I'm like, there's already something there. Hello. Like already there's something there. Two words in, you know? Yeah. So I really just, I appreciate you on that. I love that we're letting ourselves be seen right off the bat. So Daniel, like I shared a bit about who you are to me. I keep talking through who you are to me. Why don't you share a bit about like who you are to you? Like let's do that there. Who are you out in the world, and what would you want us to know about you professionally or personally?
Thanks, man, for the space. Who am I out in the world? I seek to embody the presence of divine love and service. Like, honestly, not to be trite or cliche, I'm always looking for ways to serve because I recognize that, especially in this culture that we live in, everything is about what can I get? How can I like grow my bank account? How can I get more of this and more of that? I want more love. I want, just more of stuff. And it's not a bad thing. It's actually a very beautiful thing. I love stuff. And I recognize that for me, it's not the foundation. It's not the essence of happiness. It's not where my joy extends from. I've been blessed to be able to tap into a place inside of myself or the place inside of myself where joy and love and service live. One of the things I've heard and I've recognized it about sort of like this spiritual element of giving is that when you give of your love, when you give of your joy, when you give of your peace, you don't lose any of it. Like I can take this marker and hand it to you and it is no longer in my possession. So in a sense, I have lost a marker, but I can crack a joke. I can give you a smile. I can be in this element of freedom in which you experience the spirit of the joy and the love that I'm bringing. And although I gave it to you, and although you have received it, I then get to share in yours as you experience it. And so it just kind of grows exponentially for everybody from there. And so as I'm living my life, as I'm going about my day-to-day as a father, as a coach, as a speaker, as a content creator, as an art, I like to think of myself as an artist of words. as I'm going about my time in my life in those various capacities, I'm seeking to embody love and service in a very powerful way.
How do you feel right now saying that?
That's it.
Yeah, I love the little shoulder shaking. I love it. That was everything right there.
This is delicious.
Yeah. Man. It's really cool. It's fun right now being in conversation with you because like we started a conversation. We ended up hitting record 15 minutes after we like came into the space originally because I was like I need to eat, you know. And we got some food and we came in here and I was like, okay, you ready to do this? Like, I feel good with us. Like, let's not over engineer it. And we're going to hit record. And I said, hey, just give me a second to just go off video. And I come back in with wearing what I'm wearing right now. And you noticed it. I was like, how did you notice that I changed my shirt? You're like, oh yeah. Like it's a completely different space right now. I'm very interested in this like conversation here to play away from trying to lead anyone down a specific place. We talked a little bit about like, please bring your wisdom, but don't try and be wise. You know, I'm really interested in just like playing away from that space and just seeing what it's like to be in the powerful space of being with you, while at the same time never letting go of, almost like never letting go of the leadership, right? It's like, bring the leadership, but let's see what happens if we don't lead, you know? Right. Or let's see what happens if we co-lead, right? Like that also is really fun for me. So I don't know where this conversation is going to go, but there's a relaxation that takes place. And I think what I do want to share is the internal like dialogue that's happening right now, where it's like, can't be this relaxed right now on this here. Like who's going to get value from like a conversation you're having if you're this relaxed and you're not like in the game searching for something and all that. And I'm ready to find out the answer to that question, you know?
Yeah, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like I can speak to that just a little bit. Like, who would get value from being a part of a space that it's peaceful and chill and isn't striving for something? Could think of maybe 300 million people in North America who might be inclined to benefit from that, you know? Because how much of a shock to the system is it to find out that we've already made it and there is no there to get to? You know, it's like literally everything that we would want and need in life is right here in this moment. And I would challenge anyone listening or watching, it's like, where is there a problem right now? Like right now, not something you can think of over there or something that happened back when, but it's like right now in this moment, as you're experiencing this conversation, as you're experiencing this moment, where's the problem? There isn't one. You know, and if there were a problem, you wouldn't, first of all, you would know. And second of all, you would know what to do.
Okay. I got a question for you.
Okay.
I got a question for you. It's like, and I could feel like my mind was going someplace. I kept trying to bring myself back in. I was like, my mind keeps going back here. Right. And so the question I have here is like, okay, right now, you and I, it's like we know each other. It's easy to be in the space right here. I just had an experience where I also was talking to someone. I knew him, but I found myself like shifted, you know, like trying to find myself in the conversation there. I could feel myself looking to prove or looking to be seen in a certain way. And like a part of me is really curious about that. It's like I'm in the curiosity of like, I've been the king of my domain for a while, but for some reason I just moved to like prince mode, you know, maybe even dukedom, you know, so like
jester.
Yeah. So I want to just bring in here and just like, let's riff on this for a bit around the space of, I get that you have a powerful being in the space of alignment with that being. Is there a place for you where it feels like either more difficult or like you have to be more intentional about like showing up the way that you're showing up right now? And if so, like, I'd love to hear about like, I'd just love to just be, what I don't want to do is turn this into an interview. Like, cause I do get curious, but I'd love for us to just, and that's what I'm going to say right now. I'd love for us to make some music. I'd love for us to riff on just this topic and just see where it goes for a little bit.
Okay. So just to clarify, what's your question specifically? Is there anywhere?
Yeah. My question is like, your being is coming through so strongly right now. When it doesn't, like what's that like? And it's not just like when it doesn't, you're like, oh, I'm like, you know, at home watching a movie and like my being's not, it's not that. But it's like in times when you're like, when you feel like you're off kilter, where you feel like, hey, actually in this moment, I think I'm closer to performing than I am to like just being, you know. Yeah. I'll just be in that conversation real quick because it's present for me.
All right. So most often for me, I recognize that I'm out of this space when I'm focused on either a past perceived failure, something I feel like I messed up previously, or I'm focused on a future concern or future worry. From unsure about how things are going to turn out or what's going to come of this or that. So yeah, whenever I'm focused on anything but what's here in front of me, whether I'm with my family or whether I'm with somebody I met, I'm meeting out in, you know, my apartment complex or wherever, whenever I'm not in the moment, I find myself trying. You know, I find myself reaching for something, like there's a sense of I have to be, or I have to do this or that. I have to be this particular way. And it sort of, I guess it kind of coincides with what you were saying about being in this other conversation. It's like you found yourself looking to either impress or show up in a particular way, as opposed to just kind of showing up to the moment and being with what's there. You know, right before we moved, my family and I, you know, there were all these questions about, you know, how certain things were going to get done. Like, okay, we're going to get the money for the moving truck, or how are we going to, we have to, you know, pay the rent and our deposit, and we have to do all these things. And in those moments with all those questions, while for some people they're very logical, they're very rational, it's good to plan. Like, it's great to know these things. And at the same time, I'm of the belief that in the moment, you will know. Like, I'm a firm believer that you'll be able to take care of tomorrow's issues with tomorrow's resources, right? Tomorrow's expenses will be taken care of with tomorrow's resources. Like, you don't have to use today's resources, and that's, you know, physical, monetarily, or mental, right? There's a passage in the Bible that says tomorrow has its has worries of its own, you know? So anytime I get out of being and I'm trying, that's when things usually go haywire. And, you know, I say the things I don't mean, or I react as opposed to responding. You know, I really find myself a lot with my kids in particular. I got four beautiful children, you know, lively and energetic. And as a part of my declaration, I declare that I lead them with gentleness and love and hella fun. And I see how it's difficult for me to do that and be in that state of being of gentleness, fun, and love when I'm trying to make sure that they're fitting an idea that I have of them, when I want them to behave a certain way, when I want them to comply with my demands, right? When I'm being the brat, it becomes very difficult.
does the brat have, like, is that a new name for yourself right now? Or is that like, no, or is that like a persona, no, that you know?
Well, I mean, I caught on to it really early on, right? Probably back when I had one child. You know, I've had a lot of time to kind of work through these things.
A couple different iterations to see. Exactly. Like, oh, wait, hold on. I'm still here. Hold on. All right, next time. All right. Go
ahead. You know, so, you know, recognizing that whatever I'm perceiving from them is exactly that. It's a projection. So the reality I'm experiencing with them, or the way they're occurring for me, is a creation of my own consciousness. So the brat doesn't exist out there.
Yep.
Right? They're not being disrespectful. They're not being anything that I can make them. It just starts and stops with me, right? How it's occurring, it's all my creation. Like, my son walked in with a paintbrush earlier and I grabbed it. I've been walking around with it all day just as a reminder that I'm creating this, you know?
So I love this little bit here of, like, actually even just having like the physical reminder of it. Like, cause these are the things that I get curious. I'm like, all right, how do we keep going in and finding like different anchor points, different ways to like show up and decide to create and decide to go through our world with the level of intentionality that like still allows the being to come through strong, you know? And so I like this little like bit. I have a lot of like things all over my desk to remind me, but like, but actually I'll just have a whole lot of things on my desk personally. Some of the things remind me of like, but I like this element of like you picked up this brush and you kept it on you to remind you of something. Like, that there's just something small but like significant about the actual process of continuing to create yourself and what it is. It wasn't just like a decision. You're like, all right, now I have a physical something to bring me into me.
Yeah, man, it's that whole aspect of understanding reality has been very present for me over the last few weeks. I'm gonna open up pull the hood off real quick. You know, things have been tough for us in a sense, just financially. Because like I said, we recently moved, and I'm gonna give everybody a little bit more context. We were living in Connecticut and we've moved to North Carolina. I was the only one working. My wife had been, I was the only one working outside the home. Let me clarify. Because raising children is a full-time job in and of itself, and then caring for a household. And so being the primary breadwinner in the house and saying, you know what, I want to go out. We want to go out and make it happen as entrepreneurs, my wife and I. You know, so we moved at the end of June. We've been in our new spot for 3 months now in Niama. We've seen miracle after miracle after miracle. And in between those spots of divine intervention and serendipity and coincidence, it's been like, crap, how's that going to happen? How's this going to happen? Where is that going to come from? And it's been a real test for me to stay in this place of faith and confidence, knowing that we're being led and guided, knowing that we're being directed in a sense. Not that our choices are completely irrelevant, but our choices are being used. And so I'll be honest, I've forgotten the original question or point here, but I remember I wanted to share just open and honestly that, it's been tough. And, oh, here it was, the creation. All of the difficulty perceived is exactly that, it's a creation. And because of that, right? So it's like if I took this paintbrush and swiped it a certain way and came up, you know, had a particular product, if I don't like it, I can then do something different, right? Like all creations are brought about by a particular set of, like a way of being, a particular set of actions. And so because I recognize that everything that is happening, everything that has happened is a creation, I can recreate it, right? So things don't necessarily have to continue as they have been going. And so while I have that intellectual knowledge, like getting it embodied and getting it lived, I recognize that life and everything that's happening ends up more of a co-creation, right? Because while we are, as I like to say, we are individual aspects of the source, we are not the source. Like we aren't the beginning and the end. You catch what I'm saying? Like we're a part of that. And so all of our choices, everything that we look to do and everything that we can be ends up being a co-creation in the grand scheme of a larger cosmic interaction.
All right. So I'm going to ask you a favor here because like, so I was hearing what you're saying and I'm like, okay, as I was trying to like bring that in and like kind of like bring it, I'm very big on like, let's make it real. The first question I would have for you is like, if you had to say what you just said, like a sentence or two to like bottom line and be like, here goes the core essence of what I said. And that may not be you, but if it is, you know, what would that essence be?
What would the core essence be? It is challenging to shift from a mindset of we get money by working jobs to we create the money that comes in, right? It's a completely different way of being. And having not completely embodied it, it's like, oh, okay. Yeah, so, okay, yeah, I do wonder how that bill is going to get paid there. Or were we for food? Okay, yeah. Okay, how are we going to manage that? Let's make it happen.
Yeah, so you like, cause this here right now, you're talking about like there was a belief and faith and like it was a time for you to make something different happen. You moved your family, exchanged your careers, you know, and like, and you're living with like, okay, like you're living with life right now. Mm-hmm. You know, I appreciate the transparency. I appreciate the honesty in here. How do you feel having said that? Because I feel like there was a reason that you wanted to share that, and it wasn't necessarily for. There's a reason that was good for you to be able to share that, and so like, yeah, share that with me.
Thanks for highlighting that. Yeah, man. I mean, it's an aspect of continuing to love myself. Mm. Because if I were judging it, if I were wanting to hide it from it, not acknowledge it, then yes, it just kind of sits there and festers. But by shining a light on it, by bringing it into conscious awareness, it doesn't have the same type of energy anymore. Yes. But instead of being in resistance to it, it's now like, oh, okay, no, you're welcome here. Like, you are a part of me as well, and I'm not going to push you away. Because if I push you, you're going to push back. So I have nothing to hide. I have nothing to defend. It is what it is. Like, I love it.
Now I want to go in a different direction then. As we're talking, I'm like, okay, I feel a wellspring of depth. And then I'm like, and then I remember earlier, you're like, I want to make a course out of that. Right? So I want to get a sense for you here. So like, what are you creating right now? Like, what's giving you life? What's filling you up with life right now?
Yeah, man. It's been a lot of my studies dealing with laws of the universe, principles of success. I'm digging a lot of the new thought material, right? Primarily because it's... It's a way of looking at life, and it's a way of being in a world where no matter what external circumstances present, it's like, okay, we're never out of the game. We're never out of the equation. There's always another option, right? You know, one of the core principles is that everything is a result of our thinking. This is it's a result of thought. It's a creation of thought. And to your question, what I'm creating with this understanding of the world and all that, I'm working on a YouTube channel. I have several videos. I'm doing audiobooks that I'm reading there. And then there's my coaching practice, where I'm reaching out and building relationships with other individuals, inviting them in so I can continue to help them shift their thinking about their world and get them in a place where they can create openly and freely without restraint.
It was good. I noticed now there's like a bit of a teardrop here. I'm not sure where it was. Like, I didn't feel like emotional with it all, but I noticed that there. Yeah, then like, let me ask you, like, where would you want to take the conversation right now? Oh my goodness, I finally said it. Sometimes I've been wanting to ask people that. I'm like, all right, we're in convo. And normally I'm like, all right, I need to know where it is. And I put that pressure on, like, I gotta like hear this thing that you said. I'm like, no, I'm curious. We're good on that one. Like, where, like,
what's next?
Yeah, like, but where do we want to co-create now? So here's some of what you're creating. I'm hearing some of these things here. I'm looking to bring in, I'm like, okay, if we're gonna co-create, one thing is like I want to make sure the directionality is open enough. Directionality meaning that we're also infusing the direction you want to take things, like, you know, into the mix, you know? So I'm bringing that in just a little bit. We'll play with it for a little bit before we complete here for today. All right. But yeah, like, what's, like, if your heart was singing, like, it's almost like, what's the reality you want to create in this conversation next?
It's a very beautiful question. I liked it as it walked by. but it was just a question. That's all I'm saying. Yeah. All I'm saying. So you had mentioned earlier about this aspect of leadership, right? And like, I guess what it is to lead and how effective can leadership be? And I'm really paraphrasing and implying here, like how effective is leadership if it's not out in front, sort of delegating and directing, right? So I guess I'd want to create around that a little bit, recognizing that leadership can put on many different hats. Of course, I believe that some are more effective than others. And also, I've had the opportunity to wear a lot of those hats. And I guess we can speak to the transformative power of leadership when it's done from a spirit of love with concern for the soul in mind.
Soul in mind or soul in mind?
No, like remembering that those who are under the charge of the leader, like yes. For the leader, remember like, oh, these are souls as well as I am.
Yeah, you know, it's cool to go to souls and not like to people, right? So most people are like, these are people, right? You go to souls, but like, I like that. I like that a lot. Yeah, let's go with that. Let's be with that. I think it's something that's really interesting. Like, firstly, like I'm just, my style is here to just to be in that, like, it's to play it out. But like, I'm grateful for you because, you know, this conversation feels like a conversation that unlike any of the other ones that I've had. And I'm grateful that you brought an openness here to meet my soul with your soul and to be like, oh, let's just play this game. You know, I told you I came in with an intention of like playing this differently. I know what I've been doing. I know what I've been trying to like try and create and how I felt like at times I got in the way of what could be because I was in my own means of performance, you know? And so like my initial response to like what you're bringing in here is one of gratitude to still lead, right? I don't feel like I've given up the leadership. There is a part of me that's like, are you making them do the work for you? Like, isn't that what you're supposed to do? So on and so forth. But I think there's another part of it that's just like, honestly, I'm in the space of like I'm experimenting with different ways of creating space. Once, you know, the red record button comes up and seeing like, how do we keep playing with like who is there and what does a co-creative mix look like? So that's like, from that place, I think my soul's in like in a really grateful place towards you because it's like we get to play, we get to be in the sandbox in this conversation versus to be in like be all up in the head.
Right. Yeah, man. What arises for me listening to you is that there are no mistakes. We can't mess this thing up.
No.
You know, I'm reminded often and I feel like Spirit uses my children to teach me many lessons. Like I'll find myself speaking to them and then my wife will yell from the other room, that's God speaking.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Right?
You know, and I'll do the same thing for her. She'll be in there like going in on the kids. Like, you know, you were shown how to do X, Y, and Z and da 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 da. And you know you got help, so why wouldn't you just take the help? Like that's God talking, babe.
Yeah.
So
that's cool.
One of the things I've recognized with children is that they're perpetually in the moment and they have no issue taking out the building blocks, building with the building blocks for 5 seconds, and then going off to paint. They'll paint, they'll spill things, and then they'll go off to eat a snack. They'll get crumbs all over the floor, you know, they'll spill the milk, and then they're off to go color. And they're leaving a trail of messes in their wake, but it is none of their concern. Now, compare that to me. I am not a fan of glitter. And by not a fan of glitter, I mean I abhor glitter. in the most loving way possible. I mean, I don't want it in the house at all. Because once it gets on you, whatever it gets on, like, it's not coming off for at least 6 to 10 years.
Yeah. So. I love that, though. I love that. Just real quick here. It's like, in the most loving way possible, I abhor it. And
like, just don't want it around.
Love and light. And they keep it everywhere away from me. Because if it comes, even one speck gets on me, it'll be up with me for a decade. So yeah. I just love this juxtaposition of both of them. Keep going.
Yeah. So compare that with me. Like, I don't like messes. I really don't want messes. If I had my choice, everything would be spick and span all the time, right? There wouldn't be Play-Doh in the carpet. There wouldn't be glitter spills. There wouldn't be slime just like stuck in clothes. There wouldn't be the nail polish spilled on my Marcus Allen jersey that I was unaware of that has then dried on it. Right? Wouldn't be things. But alas, they are, right? And so in those moments with my children, I have a choice. I can either fuss them out and lead them to clean up. I can clean up with them, or I can just clean it up. And because I'm a fan of peace, I let them do their thing, and I'll come behind them. I'll pick up the markers and crayons. I will vacuum up the glitter. You know, I'll scrub the ink stain out of the carpet, whatever. And it's not that they're none the wiser to it. It's just that they're in their moment.
Yeah.
You know, and so the lesson I took from that was that Spirit was saying, was like, bro, there are no messes you can make. There are no messes that you can make that won't be cleaned up. Like, you are literally free to play and explore. So in this conversation, it's like, we're free to play and explore. Like, there's no wrong way of doing it. And in fact, you're perpetually leading. Because although you may have allowed me to answer the question, where do you want to go from here? Or where's this conversation going? You still posited the question, right? It wasn't like I took over and said, hey, wait a minute, I have some ideas. What do you think about this? You know, it was like, you're still
leading. With that, though, like, even with that, there's still like, I'm going to play this out where it's like, great. A, if that had happened, I would have felt like the leadership that I had set up early in the conversation to really make this a co-creation. Right. Was that play? You know, it's like, all right, great. Like, you had the space. Yeah. I it's fun for me to be in this moment to be like, yeah, that would have worked out. But after I said it sinks in a little bit more. It's difficult, Daniel, to come out and choose to explore leadership from this space. And you know why it's difficult? It's difficult because I haven't really, I know the internal value that, and I know what you know, which is that everything can be valuable, you know? And that's how I choose to live life.
Yes. You know?
And at the same time, I'm human on the other side of it too, right? Where it's like, I'm used to an edited life. I'm used to to people performing. I'm used to all these things here. So I bring up some of these things here. Like, so I'll put it into the space and we'll start wrapping up. I bring up some of these things here, not to even just talk about it, like, kind of hypothetically, but like to bring it into like, this is my version of vulnerability right now. Right, I can talk about most things. Like you asked me about what happened in my life, and sure, I'm happy to tell you. Say, like, the version of vulnerability is like coming in here and be like, I feel like I'm making a mess, you know, and I'm really in the faith of that as well. And there's parts of me that goes and says, like, no, this. If you were really in the faith, you would say nothing. And there's other parts of me that's like, if you're in the faith, then you know that saying whatever you need to say is also part of the faith, you know? Right. And so I'm grateful to just be like, to be in the sandbox with you. I don't know if you knew you were going to come and join the sandbox, but you've been like, I thank you for just so happening to have a pail and a shovel with you, you know?
Always.
It's been fun here. I want to wrap this up with three questions here, or three things. One, what's coming to you right now that feels like a message that you want to make sure that like gets said, that like hasn't been coming through? It might be a message, might be a question, might be a song, whatever it is. So like, what's coming through you right now that would really help complete us in this conversation?
this isn't necessary for us, I don't think. I mean, it could apply either way. But the question that arises for me in this moment is, what are you resisting? Simply because what we resist persists. And fighting something off, putting it off, ignoring it, not looking at it, does not make it go away. But when we stand toe to toe with what we perceive to be our enemies, we recognize that just wants love. You know, the issues we perceive just want a hug. And when we can be that space, we know within ourselves that everything is all right.
Love it. Now I'm going to ask you another question.
Hey, you said there were three of them.
Yep. So the next one here, we're doing a counting game. The next one here is like, hey, look, I get to enjoy you. We have a great relationship, and there's spaces where we'll continue to unpack and go further and continue our conversation. For anyone here that is also interested in continuing the conversation, what's the best way that they can reach out?
So the best way right now, just through email. Send me an email at DanielAllen99 on Gmail. Also, I have my YouTube channel. That is at youtube.com/Allen99, I believe is the URL. I do want to change it. And I'm also on Facebook. Find me at facebook.com/DAllen99. That's where I'm hanging out in the world these days. I am compiling a mailing list. I'm getting it set up. There'll be links coming out in the future on all my channels so that you'd be able to subscribe to it and, you know, keep up to date. I'm going to be putting out a lot of stuff, you know, inspiration, motivation, spiritual growth and evolution. Because that is the future of humanity, if we will continue to have an existence.
I like that there a lot. So go check it out, make it happen, and be on, subscribe and find, so that you can know like where else is going and what else is popping off. Last question for you, Daniel. I'm not interested in looking. You talked about the present, right? And like the past and the future being like where the worries are. My question for you is like, rather than looking back and saying, hey, you know, the Daniel of the past, if you had a message from Daniel of the past, what would it be? My question is like, right now, what's the present message that's coming out of you that you want to leave here so that the future Daniel, which I'll also call the later present Daniel, should the moment be right, can come back to it, hear this and hear the message that would really serve at that time. What's the message you would like to leave right now for a future Daniel?
Yeah. Okay, I'm gonna set up like this.
Yes.
Hey man, you're good. There's nothing to do. You're doing the right thing. You don't have to change. Everything is all right.
Thank you for that. I'm gonna let it sit there. That was for you there. I've just really enjoyed ending in our conversations in that way. Daniel, I am thrilled that we got a chance to talk. Thanks for playing. Thanks for giving me an experience of both you and experience of me in a different way. It's cool to be in space. I'm in your corner. I'm glad that we did this. I'm glad we have one another. Thank you for being you.
My pleasure, my man. Thank you for having me here in your space. And yeah, I really appreciate what you're doing out in the world and being that voice for the leaders of the future. It's really dope.
Yeah, man. I'm having fun too. I appreciate it, man. I appreciate you.
We're just getting started. Take 10 seconds to think about your greatest insight from today's conversation. And if you're ready to go and bring this to a deeper, more applicable level for you, come and join us in an upcoming masterclass. Go to outliersedge.com/masterclass to be coached live and to bring your aspirations, your goals, and your challenges and have them handled in real time. This is high flame, high impact, high transformation. Go to outliersedge.com/masterclass and come experience your next level of leadership.